I just want to say a little bit about the commencement of the work. I'm conscious that I'm not going to eat into the preacher's time because we're going to sing this hymn and he's going to come and preach just immediately after this. But as I said, it was 70 years ago, the 3rd of January 1953, that the work began in White Abbey. It was really through the vision of a founding elder of Free Presbyterianism in Crossgar, Mr. Cecil Harvey. He was a rep for a pharmaceutical company, and I take it that that brought him in around White Abbey. And he saw the old courthouse and police barracks that it was up for either selling or leasing. And he suggested to Dr. Paisley, could this not be turned into a Free Presbyterian church? And you've heard Dr. Paisley tell the story before about breaking into a building. Well, White Abbey was the place that he broke into to see around the building because it was locked up, and he and Cecil Harvey went to have a look at it, and the only way they could get in was by breaking a window at the back of it to get in. So they went in and looked around, and they thought, this will do. So that was 1953. Well, maybe it wasn't 1953 because I went back over the history book that we did, and in the Presbytery Minute Book of May 1952 was the first time that the work was mentioned in White Abbey. And I want to read from what's in that minute book because it's in our history book that we published 20 years ago. It says, a building, this is the Presbytery meeting, 30th of May 1952. It was held in 12 Donegal Square West. If you can put your finger on that place in Belfast, but that's where the Presbytery meeting took place. It says, a building has been procured at White Abbey, and the Presbytery decided to write Mr. Johnson Connor, Irish Presbyterian elder, who was preparing to take a stand in that district on separation from apostasy, and assure him of our wholehearted support. And then in December 1952, at a further Presbytery meeting, Mr. Johnson Connor and Mr. John Stewart were welcomed to the Presbytery, and both of those men were to be inducted as elders into the White Abbey Church that was to open in the new year. And therefore, on Saturday the 3rd of January 1953, at 3 p.m., there was the official opening of White Abbey Free Presbyterian Church. Now, 1953 was infamous because that was the year that Professor Davies was elevated to the moderatorship of the Irish Presbyterian Church. And we'll say a little bit about this tonight to the young people, but Ernest Davies was infamous for his heresy. And he had been principal, probably was still principal, of the Assembly's College. And he had written and spoken things that ended up with him being charged with heresy. But he was exonerated, both by the Belfast Presbytery, by a large majority, and then also by the General Assembly. Exonerated him as well. And then in 1953, he was elevated to the moderatorship. Well, that was the year that White Abbey Free Presbyterian Church started. Now, the opening service was memorable for the fact, well, there was a number of things that took place, and this is what was on the order of service. It says, the constitution of the church, the induction of Mr. Connor and Mr. Stewart as a session, and the dedication of Mr. George K. Hutton as a lay agent of the church. So it was more than just an opening of a building or the starting of a work. There was other things that took place as well. Dr. Paisley preached from 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. That was his text on that occasion. I finish off with this, because on the order of service, there was a little statement that was carried about, well, what was the purpose of what they were doing that day? And this is what it says. The Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster exercises a God-honoring, soul-saving ministry, raising of righteousness, judgment, and temperance in this age of sin and apostasy, holding forth the great truths of the inspired word, building believers up in their most holy faith, and proclaiming the absolute necessity of the new birth for the sinner and the infilling of God the Holy Spirit for all believers. There's nothing of that you could take away today. That's exactly what we need to be doing today too. We're thankful today to the Lord for his mercies. There is that little card that we got printed to mark 70 years. It's got the motto text on it. There's still some there on the table if you want to take one with you. They're there for your use.